I didn't hear this beat in a long time.
It's like a game show beat. Speaking of game shows, game show video.
Yeah, that was fun.
You, well, I don't want to spoil it, but it was a contest between Will and Mo, and they had I look at this piece of artwork and then try to find myself, 9 different instances of myself in this giant piece of artwork. Yeah. And it was very competitive, went down to the wire. It was there was a tiebreaker that was necessary, but I'm not going to spoil it.
It was very hard, by the way.
Very hard.
Yeah.
But the ending was delicious. So that's all that matters.
Quite literally.
Anyway, what you got today, Will?
Let's see here.
Apple can no longer force developers to use in-app purchasing. Judge rules in Epic. I saw this. I was literally just reading about this.
This is breaking news.
I love the breaking news. Am I surprised? I don't. You know what? It's could have gone either way in this case. But I guess what it means is that the judge has determined that Apple has not sufficiently proven their case that the 30% take is justified. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these massive implications because of this ruling. I presume you would have an appeal. What does it say here? An injunction that Apple will no longer be allowed to prohibit developers from providing links or other communications that direct users away from Apple in-app purchasing. Like, this is exactly what Epic wanted.
Yeah, they won. It's a big victory for them.
Exactly what Epic was going for in a case that they were making, and the judge agreed with them and not Apple.
And, I mean, the Google case hasn't been laid out yet. It's not in the courtroom yet, but, I mean, this is a big win for them. If they win for Apple, they'll probably win with Google.
Yeah, well, yeah, because now you have the precedent. Assuming that there's no appeal or anything like that, but assuming that's the case, you could take the exact same trial, the precedent, and then apply it to the likes of Google and, well, anybody else that does something similar. Mm-hmm. The injunction addresses a longstanding developer complaint and raises the possibility that developers could direct their users to their website to subscribe to or purchase digital content. This is something that here's other implications, like the likes of Netflix and others.
Yeah, they could create their own store.
The sports subscription apps, the, what do you have, like HBO, and there's so many payments processed through the App Store that can now go elsewhere if Apple doesn't adjust its cost. They can just push those users to another payment platform and then keep the 30 points,
yes.
Especially on subscriptions where it's turning over every single month. I just wonder about the timeline of this stuff. Is it a thing where you hit a switch and then it happens instantly? Is Epic going to be directly selling Fortnite skins tomorrow? Mm. Or is this a thing that's going to take time? Mm. I presume it's going to take time.
Yeah.
To become absolutely official and implemented. The decision concludes the first part of the battle. I see. Here we go. First part of the battle between the two companies over Apple's App Store policies and whether they stifle competition. Apple won on 9 of 10 counts, but was found to engage in anti-competitive conduct under California law and will be forced to change its App Store policies and loosen its grip over in-app purchases. The court concludes that Apple's anti-steering provisions hide critical information from consumers and illegally stifle consumer choice. When coupled with Apple's incipient antitrust violations, these anti-steering provisions are anti-competitive, and a nationwide remedy to eliminate those provisions is warranted. Whoa. So there were 10 counts, and I guess the critical or important one was ruled in Epic's favor in this case, and Sweeney's got to be happy about it. What did Sweeney say? Today's ruling isn't a win for developers or for consumers. Epic is fighting for fair competition among in-app payment methods and app stores for 1 billion consumers. Click on Tim Sweeney's Twitter. Might as well, since we're here.
Good.
I'm curious how much he's chatting about this or if he's happy with this result, because he's been so vocal himself, never mind the court case. Today's really isn't a win for developers or for consumers. Epic is fighting for fair competition. For 1 billion consumers. Well, then that includes consumers. It's a weird way he phrased that.
He wants to take the high ground.
Fortnite will return to the iOS App Store when and where Epic can offer in-app payment in fair competition with Apple in-app payment, passing along the savings to consumers. Thanks to everyone who put so much time and effort into the battle over fair competition on digital platforms, and thanks especially to the court for managing a very complex case on a speedy timeline. We will fight on. It really feels like the first battle in a long war. A victory in one of the battles,
yes,
of an extensive war.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to.
And also Korea as well. They kind of won in Korea.
Oh.
So this was a couple of days ago in South Korea.
So South Korea is on the same page.
Or yes, as this judge.
They think that the 30 points is not warranted.
Yeah, but it also hasn't been implemented yet. But Fortnite tweeted out, like, hey, can we have our Apple developer account back? And Apple hasn't said anything yet.
Side by side in compliance with the new Korean law. Well, if they made it a law in Korea... This is interesting, man. It's definitely going to change things, certainly. And I don't necessarily think it's... I think it's necessary, but I think nothing is perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Epic is one thing and Fortnite is one thing, but can you imagine now, and this was Apple's argument all along, if every single app has the opportunity to process payments and take money from you, and how messy that might get?
Yes.
It's still the consumer choice. They want the clean version. You still can purchase through the App Store, Apple Pay, and so forth.
It's literally like the floodgates are open.
But you just wonder about the twisty ways in which people are going to attempt to take advantage. Because I've just been on the internet a long time. It is the right way. Like, it is the way it probably should be, but...
Maybe like a lesser cut? I don't know.
Well, hopefully that's the thing, is that they can negotiate in such a fashion that still, where they can maintain dominance... But that seems unlikely going up, like as far as Epic's concerned. I think Epic is, and any company has its own advantages from a payment processing standpoint. Like in their case, they say that we'll just pass the savings on, whatever the 30% was. That was the original thing they advertised before they got paused,
mm-hmm.
right? Before this whole thing blew up. It was just 30% less if you bought the subscription or skin or whatever it was mm-hmm. directly in game. So. It's going to be tough for Apple to compete with that if they don't even try to make a margin on the payment. Because mm-hmm. then why is Apple doing it? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's tough.
It's tough.
Apple's watch software chief takes over self-driving car project. Oh, that we're talking about the Doug Field yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we got an update, news. So there's still cars still happening. What is this, Bloomberg? What is this, Mark Gurman?
Yes. Shout out.
Shout out.
Good guy.
Kevin Lynch replaces Doug Field.
Do you remember this guy? He did a couple keynotes.
Yeah, I know. I know Kevin.
You know him?
Yeah. Me and Kevin go back. Got the dress shirt on.
Fun guy.
Got the stylish spectacles as well. And mm-hmm. I remember him talking about the Apple Watch all the time. He loves the Apple Watch. He's always talking about the fitness.
Yeah, he oversaw the health component. On the Apple Watch.
Yeah, whenever they were doing their new style of keynote, this guy was all over it. You remember?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is a watch have in common with a car? I don't know.
Maybe the software.
But they're like somehow. Maybe they're just like, hey, Kevin, we love what you do with the watch, the presentation and everything. Hmm. Fitness. We just love what you've been up to. What do you think about cars, man? And Kevin's like, I love cars.
It's like, okay. You are the director
and like, that's good.
Of Apple Car.
Perfect. This is all we need to hear. We lost this Doug guy. You're in. And here's what we have so far. We don't have a car yet. We're talking to Hyundai. We're talking to Kia. We're talking to Nissan. We're talking to Mitsubishi. We're not much right now. But, but we're going to do it. It's going to take time. You're going to have to be in here and develop this thing and treat it the same way you did the watch.
Yeah. Kevin's, hurry up and make the car ready.
And Kevin's like, damn, man, it's tough. He goes home. He's talking to his wife. They gave me the car job. These cars are hard. It's a lot of parts.
Yeah.
Who am I going to do? I partner with somebody? I got this Elon guy in the background.
Uh-huh.
All this autonomous stuff. Everybody works for him. I got to try to hire those guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have backup.
He does?
There's Tesla executives that came to Apple.
Oh, you already got some of them?
That will help him out.
Oh, he got Ulrich Kranz.
Yeah.
Well, once you got him. He helped lead work on electric cars at BMW, and then he co-founded autonomous car startup Canoe.
Uh-huh, right hand man.
Ulrich on the scene. He's got help.
Yeah, it's not just him.
He got John Giandria. Apple's head of artificial intelligence. I mean, yes, cars are hard, man. Yeah. Lynch, however, reports to Jeff Williams, Apple's chief operating officer. Man, it's crazy in the corporate world, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This dude talks to that dude, reports to that dude.
Hierarchy.
He up talks to him. Don't talk to me. Talk to him.
Yeah.
You talk to him. Remember one time when I was like, those guys talk to you. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you were like, you got it. And then that never happened.
I'm all of a sudden designing an Apple car.
Well, yeah. That would be good. I'd take that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not Apple, so I don't think you could put that logo on it, but. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you were. I remember you did design it.
I did
design. You could submit it. You could send it. Apple car. You could send it to Jeff.
Was sure, that his name? Yeah.
Jeff?
No, Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Send it to Kevin. Give him a head start.
Yeah. He's got to pay, though. Can't give those out for free.
Wow.
Those prime concepts.
NFT, you should make them NFTs. Apple yeah, sure. Car early design.
I'll mint them.
Willie Dude minted one of one.
Yeah.
But it's not even an Ethereum NFT. It's a Solana NFT.
Right. Because that's what
Lord,
I do now.
Good Lord, man. The crypto stuff is out of control. Like, you're a shell of yourself, Will, ever since this stuff.
No. What do you mean? I just talk about crypto because... I enjoy talking about crypto.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, it's like a pyramid scheme in here. You're converting all these poor guys.
No, I'm not.
You got Mo putting his life savings over here.
I don't think he
can't be doing that.
He spent a cent on crypto.
Well, it's not true. It's not what he told me. He said Willie Do told him to just to take the entire bank balance and put it into Solana.
He's buying all my NFTs. Yeah.
Oh man, the hype machine is.
I just like.
Yeah.
Blockchain.
I just like blockchain. That's what is that? You're going to put that on a T-shirt?
I
just like blockchain.
I'll hashtag it.
I just like blockchain.
I'll make a Twitter community.
I just like blockchain. Google and Geo's smartphone collaboration has been delayed. Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now scheduled for release in early November. They were teaming up, man. Pure Google experience. On a very budget smartphone from a dominant player in the telco space in India. The Geophone Next, a smartphone being jointly developed by Google and Indian tech giant Geo Platforms, has missed its planned September 10th launch date. The Geophone Next is now scheduled for wide release around Diwali, which will take place in early November. The phone is designed to be an affordable 4G smartphone to help roughly 300 million Indian users currently on 2G networks upgrade to 4G. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. You come with the right price, make it affordable. It's kind of like a even more budget Pixel by the looks of it, right? Look at the interface. Very clean, clean Google experience.
Yeah. Android Go.
Not too perhaps. Modified. Perhaps.
Mayhaps.
Android Go, perhaps. Work on the phone was announced in 2020, and Google announced a $4.5 million investment in Geo. That doesn't seem like a lot of money for Google. 4.5? They're like, go make this phone. You got 4.5. You're right. There you go. It appears to be some relation to Android Go. It will be an optimized operating system. That's what XDA developers said. All right. Well, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on this when they actually do it. I'm curious about it, especially if they think they're going to sell 300 million of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't think that, but they're just talking about the market that they can address, which is the 2G phones in India. It's crazy. 300 million 2G phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's a slow connection. Well, I don't got to tell you. You're over there 5G guy. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
I didn't even have to show you. I just showed you a picture of
a girl in some Ray-Bans. No, because I watched Jedner's video with Zuckerberg on, what was it, like FaceTime? I don't even know. It's funny because he had AirPods and a MacBook, and he's talking to Zuckerberg and Zuckerberg and Facebook and Apple. They had their beef, and you're just like, wow, look at that. Anyway, yeah, Ray-Ban stories. Cameras in your Ray-Bans, new way to capture, share, and listen in partnership with Facebook. I don't know, Facebook's brand, it's such a hard time figuring out Facebook hardware. Like Oculus works because they don't slather it in Facebook.
Yes.
They don't take a knife and spread Facebook all over it, like as if Oculus was a slice of bread.
Mm-hmm.
But with these glasses, if you want to trigger a recording, for example, you say, hey, Facebook, that just feels so weird. It's a social network. Hey, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, YouTube. I guess YouTube sounds a little, because it's so video centric. Hey, YouTube, take a video. Anyway, whatever. I don't know. The whole thing is strange. Maybe I would have rather just said, hey, glasses. Or what do they call them? What was the name again? Stories.
Stories.
Hey, stories. Like I might even be more. Hey, Ray-Ban. Hey, Ray, they don't want to give Ray-Ban too much credit. Well, anyway, they partner with Ray-Ban. Ray-Ban is a giant in eyewear, sunglasses, been around forever. Really, what would you say? Iconic brand? Would you say that?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so would I. And this is an iconic shape, actually, that they decided to implement their cameras into and kind of kept it relatively subdued as far as the camera glasses projects are concerned, from Snap, who's done it in the past, obviously the original Google Glass, everybody trying to figure out what is this interim. So these things will take video. There's two cameras. You have headphones in there, which are kind of those vibrating things.
Microphone as well.
Which we've shown in the past. You can take phone calls. The video quality is not insanely good, you know? It's not, I don't even know if it's HD. Does it say the resolution there? I think it might have said it right there. Yeah, there it is. It is 1184 by 1184 pixels at 30 frames. Definitely for social media sharing, maybe not for capturing all your memories. You might want a little more resolution, but what can I say? I don't know. How often am I charging them? I like the covertness. I like putting your phone down every so often.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's really waiting for this augmented promise where these glasses are super smart and it's turn-by-turn directions and it's lightweight and the battery lasts forever and it's Google Assistant on your head. That's what we're waiting for. And it appears now there's going to be many things in the interim in between, like now and getting there, like these types of products.
Mm-hmm. Guess on price. Do you know the price?
Yeah, $299.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. It says right there. I never knew it going in. You just switched to the page that showed the price, right, and then asked me the price.
Okay.
And
yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
You gave me a real, that was quite the clue that you gave me. They're making two styles. So they have the typical Ray-Ban Wayfarer shape, and then they're also doing a round version.
Yeah, different lens selections as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess I'll buy it. I don't know. Unless they send it. Maybe they'll send it.
Mm.
Hey, Mark, you talk to Judner. Judner, talk to Mark and send me a pair. I'll check it out. He was using the brown one. Zuckerberg was like, you can see my model is in this brown color. I'd probably more go for the black one myself, but I would try it out. I don't know if I'm posting to Facebook stories or... Why don't they leverage the Instagram brand more? Should it have been Instagram branded? Would that change your perception if it was Instagram branded instead of Facebook branded?
It would be better. Hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
The Ray-Ban Instagram stories. I don't know. What can I tell you? Everyone's trying it. Hmm. Snap started it. Blame Snap. I guess Google started it.
Yeah.
Tesla Model S Plaid sets new Nürburgring record for production EVs. I saw Elon tweet about this. Mm-hmm. This is big. This is big stuff, man. Unmodified production vehicle. Mm-hmm. Look at this dude flying in the suit. That would be so much. That must be so much fun.
Yeah, drive, everything's stock.
Drive that fast.
Stock wheels
around the track like that, man. I'm having fun just watching.
Would you drive? You would drive the. This like scenario?
I would drive, Will.
The Plaid on the Nürburgring?
Let me tell you something, Will. Okay. I would drive. I've been known to drive. I'm going to continue to drive. I'm a driver. You ever seen the movie Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
You're Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
This is huge. What was the time? It was like 7 minutes and 35 seconds at an average speed of 164 kilometers or 102 miles per hour. There was also a time of 7 minutes 30 at an average. Like, I mean, this is just cool stuff. Look at this. And he's proud. You got to be proud, man. This is no easy feat to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Today, scroll up a little bit. I'm going to do the quote. Today, I visited the legendary Nürburgring as there have been rumors that Tesla is attempting to do a lap record with the all-new Model S Plaid. Mortadel. It's a spelling error on inside EVs. It's all right. They'll get to it. I managed to film both cars, a black and a red one, in various sections of the racetrack. Yeah, they're just flying over there, man. What was Elon's tweet, though?
Here it is.
Tesla Model S Plaid just set the official world speed record for a production electric car at Nürburgring, completely unmodified, directly from factory. That means it beat my car, Will.
Yeah, yours was second.
I gotta sell it now. See you later.
Just throw it in the trash.
Bye-bye. Piece of crap. No, I like the Taycan a lot. It's she's a beauty. So this doesn't mean much. It's probably close. What time did it get on the Nürburgring?
7:40.
Here. 7 minutes, 42 seconds. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine with me.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, Elon's really excited because this is stock. Like, imagine if he upgrades the car, you know. That's what he said. Aero surfaces, carbon brakes, and track tires.
Yeah, wasn't that supposed to be the Plaid Plus that they canceled? Next exactly. will be a modified Plaid with added aero surface, carbon brakes, and track tires. All the things that can be done without Tesla being in the loop. Yeah, go for it, man. Congrats.
You did it, Elon.
I love it. Today's sponsor is Honey. We all shop online. I mean, I do almost exclusively at this point. Honey will save you money when you do such a thing. Honey saves you money. Is that why it's called Honey? I just thought of this right now. Rhymes with money, the money it's going to save you. And it'll do everything seamlessly. You just install this in your browser, and then it's just working. You're just shopping. You're just doing what you do, and it's working in the background. It says, here's a coupon. We're going to save you money. And you don't even have to go look for a coupon. It just runs in the background. Saved you money in the past as well. So you told me you're trying to buy snowboards, and you might even snowboard soon.
Yeah.
Now that we're in the fall.
Yeah.
You put all the gear you got at the discount because you buy it off season.
Now I have the equipment.
Now you're ready to go. And it all happens. They support over 30,000 stores online. 30,000. It could be tech and gaming products to fashion brands and even food delivery. You might find a deal where it runs the coupon in there. And I don't know about you, but I enjoy the food delivery every so often. How much did you save when you were buying the snowboard goods? Do you remember?
Well, I bought some prints for my house.
Oh, that's more recent.
A couple hundred.
A couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Willie Doo's just bragging about outfitting his new house as well.
Well, that was a sweet deal.
Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. I would not recommend something that I don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/loulater. That's joinhoney.com/loulater, or click the link in the description. Don't forget /loulater. That lets them know that we sent you. Thank you, Honey. Our next sponsor is ButcherBox. With the summer season coming to a close, there's lots to prepare for and certainly lots to shop for. ButcherBox is here to take the guesswork out of shopping for high quality meat. Now, they take care of it for you. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, humanely raised pork, and wild-caught seafood.
Mm.
I don't know about you. Can you taste the difference when you get the wild-caught seafood? I can.
Oh, yeah?
I go wild whenever possible. That's right.
All right.
Whenever you need a great-tasting meal, you can trust ButcherBox is in your corner delivering humanely sourced meat right to your doorstep. That's good. And you're going to catch a deal. Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members free ground beef for life.
Wow.
What? For life. That's 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription for free.
That's a couple hamburgers.
You might make some tacos. Or hamburgers.
Yeah.
Order your first box today to receive this limited time offer, because who knows when this offer will come up again. This is simple. You sign up, choose your box and delivery frequency. They offer 5 boxes, 4 curated box options, as well as the popular custom box, so you can get exactly what you and your family love. Ships your order frozen at peak freshness, packed in an eco-friendly 100% recyclable box. You enjoy great tasting, high quality meat delivered right to your door with free shipping. ButcherBox is giving our listeners ground beef for life. As I said, it's 2 pounds. All you got to do is go to butcherbox.com/loulater. That's butcherbox.com/loulater in order to take advantage of this deal. The link is down in the description as well. That's butcherbox.com/loulater. Tesla discontinues its solar subscription service. Oh, that sucks.
It went way up and then way down.
I was clapping and I wanted the solar roof, man.
Yeah. Well, but they're not discontinuing
the solar roof. I know, but I can't get any news or
Is it in Canada?
I can't get an email. I got no progress with the roof.
Mm.
I want to hear from somebody in Canada who got the solar roof. In the Toronto area, be even better. If that's you, then leave a comment or I don't know, email me or something, cuz I would love to have it. Although that's not even the solar roof. That's just regular solar panels on this, this house. So that's curious. But Tesla has discontinued solar subscription service that it started offering in the U.S. 2 years ago as the cheapest possible way to go solar.
Mm. Mordell.
I feel like, no, they actually wrote cheapest here. Don't give them bad rap on electric. I feel like a chopped salad. You ever heard them call it that? And they say, here's a chopped salad. Yeah. You know the difference between a salad and a chopped salad? Well,
I'm guessing it's smaller pieces because it's chopped. I prefer these, by the way.
I'm glad you're having a good time today, Will. I'm glad you brought your A game today.
It's a Friday.
What is this shirt? Like a little more fitness oriented?
Yeah, I got it from Uniqlo.
It's a little more fitness oriented.
It's more breathable, yeah.
Although
I feel like I shouldn't wear it here. It's freezing.
What are you doing, running around these days?
Yeah.
You're running around, aren't you?
Although I got injured.
Yeah. Gasp.
I got shin splints.
You were running for like 5 minutes.
I know, yeah.
Can't be getting shin splints.
My body's
already
not used to it. I need to do more.
Let me tell you something. You guys might be out there in the public and you might
see me.
You might spot Willie Doo
and he's running with Otis.
Running around out there, running around in circles.
Can you imagine? This is like this tiny little circle. But yeah.
Yeah, he's out there. He's running around. He's got, do you have headphones on or no headphones?
No headphones. So you come say hi.
They can approach.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to put that invite out there?
Well, just wave. I mean, I'm probably in the zone running with shin splints.
Yeah, you don't want them to approach. You just told them to approach.
Well, you know, if you see me, you can wave.
Okay.
I don't want a conversation, though. Might be too much, especially when I'm running.
You're telling people you don't want a conversation. What if they saw you at
Well, what if you're in the flow of things? What if you're playing hockey?
Okay, but what if... No, you can't come on the ice,
Someone
right?
carries
No, you can't come on the ice. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
But what if they spot you...
After a run, sure.
What if they spot you at the TNT, then what?
Yeah.
When you're buying food. That's fine, too? What if you're in the zone?
I'm usually not in the zone when I'm buying groceries.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm alert.
I was thinking maybe you might be examining the produce or something and then get caught off guard. Because, you know, everyone has their techniques. They examine the produce.
Sure. I don't mind that.
You know, so.
Don't scare me.
Okay.
Like, don't do that.
I like figuring out what these
rules
are.
Startle me.
I like these chopped salads as well. Why are we on the chopped salad? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because of the solar roof, it was the choppest possible way to go.
There you go.
In 2019, they came out with this plan. You do the subscription. It's going to cost you less because you just do the monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward way to get the solar that you want. And they canceled it. You can't do that anymore. They're like, mm-hmm. No, you got to buy this stuff. No more easy way. No more subscription. No more incentives. I mean, this still looks like there's federal tax credits and things like that, but it's not going to be a subscription anymore. Instead, now we're full cost is due at the install. They want cash up front.
Yeah.
Is that right, Will?
Does that mean that they're not doing well?
Pay me now. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know how big a portion of their business it happens to be compared to the cars, but they're all stressed out trying to make the cars fast enough. They're trying to get around the Nürburgring record times. And then you're like, hey, man, give me the solar roof. And they're like, we're working on it. Give us a break. You probably don't even have this story, but they opened that huge facility in China. Do you have this story? Since we're in the Tesla section of the show.
Shanghai?
Dude, they
or
put
which one?
Like a fulfillment center. They're delivering so many cars in China right now. This is the biggest fulfillment center that they have in the world now. You go and pick up your car over here.
You just pick it up?
Let's see here. You got to find this news here, Will. Maybe the word is not fulfillment. Let's see. Go to news. Click the news button there under the search.
Whoops.
There you go. There you go, Will. Oh, God. How can it not? Just type Tesla. Just type Tesla. It's got to be one of the top sources in my feed. Tesla China, even better. Damn. Scroll.
It's a Shanghai factory.
Scroll. I'm not talking factory, though. I'm talking, it's not like a showroom, but it's like you go to pick up your car there or something. Oh, for goodness gracious. For gosh sakes.
We're losing it here.
No, we're not. Type Tesla China new building. Yes. Lovely. Asia's largest delivery center. There you go.
Delivery center.
Look at this thing.
That's cool.
Look at that thing. I want to go there. We don't have one of those. I guess we don't deliver. I guess everyone just gets it.
Is this the waiting room?
Yeah, you're hanging out, man. Look how many cars they fit in there. And you go and let's read.
So you could pick it. You could order one and then just drive it out this lot.
Yeah.
Indoors?
Well, because it might be hard to get a delivery in some at an apartment or something. I'm trying to think why you wouldn't just want it delivered to your... If you don't have a driveway, where are they delivering it to?
Where are you going to park then?
But where do you meet them? They don't go in your parking garage. You got to meet them out front on the road. That sucks. Or are you going to give them the code to get into the parking garage? How do people in apartments get their Teslas delivered? That's my question. You got to meet the guy outside? That feels very unceremonial. Anyway, let's scroll down and see exactly why this building has to be like this. 11,800 square meters with 101 parking spaces dedicated for delivery.
Mm.
Test drive experiences, sales and delivery. Yeah, I guess you need to have some physical location still, Will. Why not?
Hmm. Yeah. All right.
I thought you were going to have that story, actually. I'm quite disappointed in the Tesla section of the show.
It wasn't in my feed, unfortunately.
No, I'm kidding. How can you have everything? You got to be you're running around out there.
Yeah.
You got stuff to do.
Too much running in circles.
You got the whole fitness wardrobe down. Now, that's how I know it took you over. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're going to have the wearing the outfits where it like reflects light, so it's not dangerous when the car's at night.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly yelling at people.
Yeah, you're going to be reflecting soon, and you're going to have all the sensors.
Yeah.
And you're going to be tracking everything.
Mm-hmm. Just have like a band of smartwatches.
That's right. That's gonna be you soon.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be having a smoothie.
While I'm running?
No, right after.
That I make my own in a cold press.
Damn. Does Otis get a little smoothie or no?
Sure, yeah.
Neural network gives Elon Musk incredible makeovers. I've seen the girl Musk before, but I haven't seen all these ones. So they have pale, tanned, makeup, curly hair, straight hair, bob cut, high top fade. High top fade Musk that looks like a different person.
He does.
I don't know why that is. It looks like a different person.
Like a Bart Simpson?
Like I don't know. It looks like somebody else. All the other ones, I can see.
Sure, yeah.
I can... Even that one
like a senator or something.
A senator?
Yeah. Just like very, I don't know.
Makeup
and the properness. Looks like a U.S. senator or like a politician or something.
Go ahead, Will.
Doesn't it?
Go on.
Just looks like one.
Go ahead.
Like a generic one. That's all I have to say. So they have Zuckerberg too. Moving on.
Oh, that guy. One of them looks like me there. The one with the beard.
This one?
That one, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glasses, bald.
Although his head is bigger in this one.
And it's a different shape.
Yeah.
I guess no one truly knows the shape under there. Well, they kind of do because they have the hair. That's weird. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Which one is the best Zuckerberg here? I actually think the one with the slight beard is good. Not that one, that one down there.
This one? Yeah.
He looks
more approachable.
A little less. And go back and let me pick my Elon as well.
Okay.
Since we're doing it. The neural network. I might just take the input Elon. The original Elon. No.
You like the OG? What about shaggy hair Elon?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Young days? I really don't know how to feel about tanned Elon.
Mm.
That one is screwing me up a lot.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings on that.
Too many golf games.
I don't think he golfs.
No. Saying like if he were tanned, it's because of golf. Right? In an alternate universe?
Yeah. Or like visiting Larry Ellison in Hawaii.
Sure.
For too long.
Secretly.
On a private jet.
This one looks like...
you like that one?
The aliens meme.
No, I'm taking high top fade, Elon. I'd like to see that just once.
Right.
So anyway, these were generated by... AI-based generative adversarial networks. Of course, that's what it was. I knew that.
Yeah, but I could see this technology being used to, like, I don't know, just face-changing modifications, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to look a certain way, you could do that. Plastic surgery, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Just make it more accurate to you.
Right, yeah. Or you're just thinking about a makeover.
Exactly.
That's all.
I could look like Elon with this high top fade.
Well, once you got the whole like runner lifestyle thing going on.
Change man. Mm-hmm. All right, last one.
Burger King unveils three new celebrity meals curated Keep It Real meals. I'm here for the Keep It Real. Yeah, I saw the one TikTok, Lil Huddy. Is that his? The Chase Hudson?
Yes.
I don't know the other people.
So there's Nelly. You know Nelly.
Oh, I know Nelly. I didn't know his name was Cornell Haynes Jr.
Oh.
Okay, so we got a Nelly meal. Oh, we have a Larissa Machado meal. And Anita, who is she? Is she a singer?
Not too sure.
And then
influencer
Chase Hudson meal, which is a little Huddy. Okay, let's read the meals and we'll pick. Okay. We got to pick the best meal. So Nelly's got a flame grilled Whopper topped with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, mayo, and ketchup, plus small fries and a small Sprite. Why does he have to get the small fries? And why?
He's watching his weight.
Why is a drink small?
He's a runner like me.
No, I don't really understand. It's a Keep It Real meal. Like, okay. Anyway. Larissa Machado meal is an impossible Whopper. So she's a vegetarian, I guess. Mm. Lettuce, tomato, pickles, ketchup, mustard, small fries, small Sprite. Always small fries. Small Sprite. And then Lil Huddy, the Chase Hudson meal is a hand-breaded spicy chicken with cheese, a four-piece order of mozzarella sticks, and a 16-ounce chocolate shake. Oh, that's you get a lot of things there.
Yeah.
But you don't get fries.
No.
Interestingly, these are $6 on a BK app or online at bk.com. Starting Sunday, September 12th, Royal Perks members can get this. So is this some sort of like virtual play? Can you get it in the actual store or you have to order it? Oh, and also at participating Burger King locations nationwide while supplies last. All right, if I got to pick, I'm just going to take Nelly's meal out of those.
You like Nelly's?
I'm just going to take the Whopper.
It's very classic.
Very plain.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the chicken one I'm very unsure of.
Why?
Look at it. What's even going on?
That looks
on?
Delicious.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that sandwich.
Oh.
It's too... I'm guessing in real life it doesn't quite... It's a weird combination of things, too. Like, here's the thing. I don't really feel like I need to have cheese on my chicken sandwich.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if those ones go together.
Right.
Like, I like pickles on my chicken sandwich is good. That's fine.
Mm. You're angering a lot of Koreans here.
They like cheese on their chicken sandwich?
Their fried chicken, yeah.
Yeah, see,
they just dip it in, like, the cheese, the melted cheese. Tasty Hoon. Remember that?
Yeah, guy? I saw it, but his melted cheese was all screwed up anyway.
Well, that's what they like to do. And it is good.
I'm just trying to think of scenarios.
It's just very like
where chicken and heavy. Cheese, where you would have the interaction because the thing is already breaded, so it's already really
it's very
almost
very heavy.
Almost buttery or oily, and then the cheese you're adding more fat. Like I don't know. I guess you could say the same about a burger, but it makes a little more sense to me on a burger in my brain for whatever reason. But it's not even just that. Okay. That would be one thing if you had the cheese on the chicken, but then you also have the cheese sticks or whatever they are. What are they? Cheese sticks?
The mozzarella sticks.
You have the mozzarella sticks and then a 16-ounce chocolate shake. Like, that's just, I don't need, that's just a strange combination of things.
Hey, I would like to try that.
Okay.
It's just so strange that I do want to try it.
Oh, that's a good take.
Yeah.
That's a good take. Like, why get a classic Whopper? Because you know it's going to, even if you don't like the Chase Hudson meal, at least it's a different. Okay. I give him points for that. I agree with you for taking a chance on a weird combo.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. You just converted me. I agree with you.
Okay. Good.
Like, you can get the classic anytime. Why did Nelly call it in on this? I mean, if he likes the classic, let him have the classic. You know what I mean? Like, but it doesn't. Well, it's just not special. You mean you can get it any time.
He likes to keep it real.
But it just so that's says it just so happens to say his name on it. But in reality, it's just a Whopper combo, right?
Well, like, so is the Anita one. It's just an impossible burger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I guess the Sprite is one element of personalization. But you're right, man. Chase Hudson He went for it. Yeah. He's like, you're going to let me customize. I'm going nutty with it.
You give me the opportunity.
All right, man. Well done, Will. Well done.